First of all, thanks everyone for being here tonight, and thank you to everyone involved in making this series happen. It's quite an honor. I'm going to start out with a few poems inspired by some of the tragedy and corruption that happens in South America, where kidnappings and murders and disappearances are prevalent. This first poem is called 43 Missing in Mexico, with the epigraph, "The first victim is always truth." Where I come from, to disappear is a transitive verb. The tradition of erasure honored daily by student abduction. Where I come from, cop and cartel is not mutually exclusive. The tradition, it's suspect, the absent don't leave trace, the customary goodbye. Where I come from, emptiness is habit. The native tongue of the mothers that still refer to their sons in the present tense. Is, was, is, I mean, he is still alive. Where I come from, it is normal to disappear into the yawn of sky. Vanish like a shadow, to be swallowed between translations of life and death. Where I come from, hillsides ornate with empty graves. That murky nexus between everywhere and nowhere. I come from an open wound. So, thank you. I guess you could consider these my political poems. You know, right? This next one is called Sedition, which means insurrection against the establishment. And this is a persona poem with the epigraph, "They can murder the people, but never their ideas." I am a teacher in Ayotzinapa. I am 17. I walk home alone late at night. I do whatever I want. I could die any minute. I don't mean for the revolution. I mean I am being stalked. My bare feet leave prints on the dirt road. My trail is hot. At school, I tell my students about the art of insurgency. I say words like nonviolent protest. I have black hair and dark skin, which I forget about. My students are also dark. I say education is a rebellious act. The students ask me about political opposition, and I say Che Guevara. I teach them about the dirty war and the Tlatelolco massacre of 1968. That now, it's not so different. I see myself in their dark faces. We could all die without indictment or the ripple effect of memory. I just want to walk home without watching my back. I walk fast in a perfect straight line. My blood boils like café de olla. I know they want it. Thank you. So I have two more poems. This is also based in South America, and it has a little bit of a happier note, maybe. This is called San Cristobal de las Casas, Chiapas. Some days the streets subtract me, like one of those sweaty Chiapas shanty towns with names like Paraíso or Mundo Nuevo, where the highlands emanate oppressive heat, past the boarded up Chinese restaurant, past the protesters preaching El Pueblo Unido, the whole town clamoring with the hope of real teachers, doctors, political reform. The coffee plantation is hiring, 65 cents a kilo, 7 hours in the back of a pickup truck through the mountains. The indigenous people demanding autonomy, painting murals, hanging black flags, My mother raises her fist in solidarity through the window of the bus. We are just passing through to Tuxtla Gutierrez. Tourists trying to enjoy the magic and color of the colonial cities nestled into the rainforests. The whole bus agitated. It's market day rush hour. Mom is in love again with the landlord. It never ends. That zigzag road to the finca past the diocese of San Cristobal, where the bishop said we'd one day upsurge full-spirited, while native women and children, bloated-bellied, laced with head lice, keep waiting. It's 1994, and the Zapatistas are organizing. I can sense the fault line cracking under me in the sunken night, the coffee beans sun-dry in the hacienda, raked into spiral eddies on cement platforms that spread across the canopy, soil glazed and brilliant. I put on working class hero and make banana smoothies to stay cool. Watch mom and the landlord talk to the new help about where to hide if the soldiers ever come with their machine guns. Would see them coming across the canyon if they tried. There's a grotto so deep it could be, if seen from the house, deemed safe. So that's, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, my mom liked to travel a lot in South America, and she dragged me along. So this last poem is new. It's called Self-Portrait with Pesticide. All right, Self-Portrait with Pesticide. No, I am not trying to die in the dream where I swallow a mauve pill at the Halloween party. Yes, it was dawn. Yes, I was trying to wear you as my costume. Yes, I was too thirsty to chase the dust moan of choking. Yes, I wanted a human experience. No, I don't remember anything but the Heimlich back to the vacuum of waking and the light which knifed at my eyes. The mauve pill aborted our light. Yes, our light was dying. Yes. I wanted to keep partying, even in dreams. I wanted autonomy. Yes, I had to swallow an entire wine bottle to keep being autonomous. Yes, even in death. Yes, I remember pacing in the bathroom, wanting autonomy from my orphan memories. No, the pill was not medication. Yes, it killed everyone I have ever been. Yes, they turned into bees. Yes, the bees made a new hive in my tender dark, which I wanted to keep empty. Yes, I started to gain weight. Yes, even in the dream, partying with the aborted bees. No, I did not kick the new hive. Yes, I did wake up in the hospital bed with a lethal dose of pesticide in my blood. Yes, I can make anything into bees. No, I am not better than the dead. Yes, when I get the shakes, swarms of memories masquerade there in my dark. Yes, there is my dark where I remember the carcasses of everyone I've ever been. Yes, we met. Yes, we met in the dark. Sorry. In the dark vacuum of the party. Yes, I died there in my bee making. Yes, I remember the back room lit up. Yes, I must have liked our light lit up in the back room of my autonomy. Yes, sometimes I don't remember the mauve pill. Yes. Thank you. So next up is Aaron Novick.